Hello again. Good morning. Let's take a moment and center our hearts in prayer, please. Lord God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to continue to unfold your word. May your Holy Spirit stir within us, move us, and inspire us as your children. Amen. Amen. So here we are this Sunday where we're focusing on the cross. We even started our worship with Lift High, the cross, and it's just such a fitting hymn for processing in, following that beautiful cross. And I think about this Sunday, and I think, how do I talk about the cross? What does it mean for me today and us today in today's world? What does it mean to take up your cross? It's such a strange kind of Christian, churchy word, and it's confusing. But behind all of that, it means something about Jesus, who Jesus is, what kind of Savior it is that we follow. And I talk with some of my friends, and sometimes, depending on which kind of tradition we're brought up in, we have different understandings or different theologies about who Jesus is and about what the cross actually means. And there are some folks that I talk to, and I even think sometimes I might fall in that category without really realizing it. And that category is, we want God to just come and just make everything perfect for us. So I want to ask folks when I talk with them, saying, I'm having such a hard time, I want God to fix it for me. I want to ask, what, you want a kind of God to, you know, Jesus to come and just take away all your troubles, kind of like Xanax, right? Or Calgon, take me away. Just make everything perfect. We want God to sort of fix our car at the mechanic so 2 hours later we can go and pick it up and all will be fine. Or we have a load of work to do sitting on our desk and we just want it to magically disappear. Wouldn't that be great if it would just sort of happen on our behalf? Our Savior who would fix our problems for us so that we never had to do the dirty work and the hard stuff of life, that would be fantastic. But, whoops, wrong Savior. God's not going to come in and fix it for us. In spite of, I think, centuries of misguided theologies about the cross, and in contrast to hymns that we sing that are both old and new, I think that contradicts the words of Jesus himself. Jesus says it plainly and directly. It's almost like he slaps us and the disciples in the face and says, wake up. Jesus said, if you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. So if Jesus does anything for us at all, which I truly believe he does, the reason I'm standing here is because I know he has done something for us. He doesn't take away the burden of his cross to save us from our own. Jesus does just the opposite. He takes on the burden of the cross so that we can take on our own. He makes the hard stuff of this faithfulness, this life of faith possible, and a little less lonely, I think, because he has first gone before us. He blazed the trail for us to follow. God created a human life, and in that human life, God took on the burdens of the world. And therefore, our human life is possible and lived under the mercy of God. God knows blood and sweat and tears and joy and death. I saw a friend of mine recently who I hadn't seen for just about a month, and after seeing him, I noticed something was really different. He was looking healthier and fitter and brighter, and he was smiling more. And after I prodded him a little bit, he said, well, I'm running 8 miles a day. And I said, wow. I can't even run 1 mile. He said, yeah, 40 miles a week. I'm like, wow, how are you able to do that? And he says, well, you know, he said, his response was, well, this therapy thing, it actually works. And I'm thinking in my head, therapy works when you do the work. Right? It would all be really great if we could just go to a therapist week after week after week, and then we would all be fixed. But really, it's a companion to help us do the own work for ourselves. And when we do the work ourselves, we're lighter and literally could run 8 miles a day, maybe. We would be lighter and freer from the burdens that weigh us down. You begin to see results when you face the difficult stuff, when you face the reality that life isn't perfect, that it's challenging, and you do the hard work and you come out the other side. Let's admit it. It's really only the hard things in life, I think, that end up telling us who we are and what we are made of and what really matters. It's not only the struggles that we work through successfully, it's only the struggles that we work through, whether it's successfully or not, that teach us the limits of our own selves and the grandeur of being human. And I think it's also in the acceptance that suffering happens, that life is challenging, that sometimes it just is difficult. It's in the acceptance of that that brings out who we are, the human condition. But through that, it draws us also deeper into the reality of needing one another, of being in this human thing together. It unites us as one fragile body, one humble reality of being human. But in that, too, I think we're also drawn into deeper relationship with God, knowing that God has done it before, that God has seen trouble and anxiety and difficulty, and therefore we are not alone. And through that, we are able to confront death. Whether the death be real, a physical death, or death of habits or behaviors or things that hold us down and burden us and keep us from living the full person that God created us to be. And it's in that confronting that we are able to sort of die to ourselves and be freed, placing ourselves wholly and completely in the loving arms of our God, the Father, or the motherly embrace of God. And it's then that we can truly live. If Jesus just took away our struggles and our hard work and our difficulty, he would simply just be taking away the meaning and purpose of our lives. As mysterious and incomprehensible as it may be, most of the time, that is life. Sometimes difficult, but sometimes a little less challenging. I think if I had to sort of pinpoint the crux of the gospel for today, what the cross means for me, at least right now, that I want to share with you, that is, don't let Jesus' cross take away your own. Don't get stuck thinking that Jesus died on the cross so my life will be perfect and without danger or difficulty. I don't think, and I know actually, that we don't need to be crucified. God has done that for us already. But the reality of the cross means that we are not alone in the midst of our difficulty. I've picked up a new practice in the last couple of months since being here. And I'm learning how to hula. And I'd really love it if I would go every Thursday night and the kumu, right, the teacher, would just tell me to do something and I could do it. I'd really love it if I didn't have to figure out how to do my footwork stuff with my handwork and do it along with a beat and with the other ladies. Like, it'd be really great if it just sort of happened. It'd be also really great if I didn't have to practice throughout the week and memorize all of those new Hawaiian words and all those motions that go along with it. It'd be really super if I could just show up on Thursday and not feel like a fool and just do it. But unfortunately, I actually have to practice. I actually have to go and give up some of my otherwise free time and figure out what it is that means hula. And I have to learn these new phrases so when the kumu is saying a movement, I know exactly what she means and do it along with a beat. It doesn't work that we can just show up once a week and it will all happen for us. Osmosis, right? We just want it to happen. I actually have to practice. And I realized that it's fitting Whether you're learning an instrument or a dance or a language, you have to practice. Sunday mornings, we are here. It'd be really great, wouldn't it, if we just showed up on Sunday mornings and it all just happened for us the rest of the week. And we didn't have to practice the stuff of life and faith on our daily living. We could just come on Sunday morning and it would all just sort of fall into place. It's not fair in a way, but it is life in reality. We have to do the discipline. We have to go through the work and realize that it's in the stuff of daily life that God is walking with us. By calling us to the hard work of an entire life, not just a once an hour a week thing, but an entire life of purpose and sacrifice and loving others, Jesus gives us back our lives, helps us to live fully and completely. In a way, it's like we're being saved from this meaningless time, these days and years of having nothing to do. We pull up our sleeves and get our hands dirty in the life of work and service. It means we're being opened up to see injustice and cruelty in the world and say, yeah, if I don't do something about that, maybe nobody else will. He gives back our hard lives, our difficult lives sometimes, and tells us and reminds us that they aren't about our small selves only, but about God's bigger picture and about us being humans and creatures together. That, my friends, is the right Savior. Let's pray. Lord God, we truly give you thanks that you have walked this walk, that you know the stuff of faith. We give you thanks that you are with us in the midst of life, not just taking away our crosses, but helping us to bear our own. Help us to serve and care for one another and for your whole creation. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.